Each Wednesday, we interview someone from the local peace community. This week, we were talking with Anita Stanley, a Quaker with Women Against War, who kindly is going to be a little bit late for the annual membership meeting of Women Against War. So we got to get out of here quickly so she can get over there. But Anita is helping to coordinate the Children's Peace Walk. Can you tell us a little bit about the Children's Peace Week start?
Sure. Thank you for correcting that. Although we will be doing a lot of walking, I'm sure.
Okay.
Children's Peace Week was started about, I think, in 1999 by Sue Clark, who's a member of the Albany Friends Meeting, the Quakers. And it ran for about 10 years. And the goal of Children's Peace Week was to bear witness to the Quaker Peace Testimony, which is a commitment to nonviolence and reconciliation in all spheres of life. Then it got laid, what we call laid down, for about 8 years. And considering the current political climate and the importance of speaking truth to power right now, we thought it would be a good occasion to start it up again.
Now, I understand you yourself have a few children and grandchildren.
I do.
You bring the children to the Peace Week?
Well, my children are half a century old, so I won't bring them to Peace Week. But my grandchildren, if they lived around here, I would definitely bring them. It's for kids in grades 2 through 8. They'll probably be divided into three groups. We'll have three classes with a teacher and a teacher assistant for each class. And we'll have lots of alternative activities like non-competitive games, music and art that celebrates peacemaking. Community leaders will come in and speak to us. It'll all be done in a summer camp atmosphere with the goal of helping these children to translate the concept of peace and nonviolence into concrete strategies.
Now, you mentioned a goal already. Are there any additional goals that you might want to cite?
We do have additional goals under the umbrella of the Quaker Peace Testimony. We also, particularly this year, are paying attention to making sure we have a diverse population of families. So what we've done is partner with different community organizations, such as RISE, which is the Refugee and Immigrant Support Services at Emmaus, which deals with the refugees and immigrants that we'd like to make welcome and make sure that we all see as a whole our commitment to peacemaking.
Now, I'm not sure if I caught this. We'll take a step backwards. So when exactly is Peace Week, assuming every week is not Children's Peace Week?
That's right.
And then how do you sign up your child? And, you know, if you want to, you know, volunteer with the Children's Peace Week, how would you do that?
Sure. The dates are August 13th to 17th this summer, this August. For the people that we're hiring and the volunteers, there'll be a training the weekend before that. So if someone is interested in volunteering or would like to interview for a teacher or an intern position, it'll be about a 10-day commitment to Peace Week. Our website is https://childrenspeaceweek.weebly.com, and you can sign up to be a volunteer or make an application to be a paid person at Peace Camp, or you can actually sign your child up there. You can either download one of the applications, or you can do it right online, or you can just give me a call. My phone number and address is on the website, and I'll help you through it.
Now, I don't know if I heard it correctly, but you said Weebly? It sounded, well, how's that spelled?
Good question, yes. Weebly. Since this is our first online adventure, Weebly is a free site that helps you build a website. And we've been very happy with it, but the deal was to include it in our address.
I'm just going to jump in here because my son has been nominated for some type of media award from Weebly. So he's nominated for a Weebly award right at the moment, actually for a show he did in the country of Colombia about women in prison who started their own restaurant. But JP, I interrupted you.
Okay. Now, I understand there's going to be a diverse population of children. How do you plan for to get this diversity?
Sure. Well, we'll have 8 to 10 kids from RISE, what I just mentioned. We'll also have children from an organization called Family Promise, which is a church-led organization countrywide where people who are temporarily homeless are housed in one of many churches all over the country. And so whatever children are here in Albany during that week are welcome to come to Peace Week. Another one is the Sheridan Prep Charter School, which is an inner city school that we're partnering with, particularly through the Unitarians who do a lot of volunteering and help there. We'll be getting a lot of people from the Unitarians. And one more, the South End Children's Cafe, which serves families and children, especially in the after-school program in the South End of Albany. So beside the Quakers, the UUs, and all of the people that we hope will see us online or get an application around, we hope to have a real diverse group of kids and families.
So I have sort of a two-part question. So the Children's Peace Week, is this, you know, something unique to Women Against War? Is it Albany Women Against War? Is it a national effort? And then I also understand, you know, are you involved too with all these, you know, children, young people these days mobilizing against gun violence? Is that the anti-gun movement something that's part of the curriculum or part of the Children's Peace Week?
Well, actually, Women Against War, although they're great supporters of our effort, and many of people belong both to Albany Friends Meeting and Women Against War, they're just supporters that are actually not part of the effort. The second part.
So is there a sponsoring organization or is this completely independent?
No, this is sponsored by Albany Friends Meeting.
Okay.
Quakers. But our partners, I want to say, are just that. They're equals in this effort, even though the foundation lies with Quaker Meeting. The second part of your question was
involvement with the gun violence or anti-gun violence movement. And
sure. The movement, as I understand it, of the anti-gun violence effort is very much pushing back, trying to counter programs that were supported by the NRA. Our role is to teach positive strategies. So it could be that we might overlap some people or some families there, but what we want is for the children in our camp, our event, is to make sure that they learn how to deal with things positively from the grassroots, from peace within themselves to their families, to their neighborhoods, to the environment, and then a global perspective as well. So it's just a different way of looking at it.
Now, what are your particular methods to teach the children to be nonviolent?
Sure. Well, some of the things are more geared to our older groups, and those are things like learning nonviolent communication, learning to do creative listening, learning to see the other as a peer and not someone that's just different or, in that sense, negative. And they'll be learning more of those conceptual strategies. The younger kids, we have a lot of fun activities planned for them. For example, we have what's called a chill-out jar, where the kids at the beginning of the week brainstorm different strategies that help them to bring their anger level or emotional level down. Things like taking a breath or remembering a good memory, taking a yoga pose, whatever they would like to do. They put all of those suggestions in this chill-out jar. And then throughout the week, when conflicts arise, which they inevitably do, the kids can go to the chill-out jar and then take out a strategy and learn to do it. And the last time they did this, in the last year of Peace Week before, the kids were actually anxious and running to get to the jar to see what their strategy would be. So it's a very simple way of realizing how to be peaceful in terms of conflict in a fun way.
I'm going to have to say, when my son was in this age group, I'm not entirely sure that he would find the jar effort a fun activity. And so I was wondering if there's any other fun activities for kids out there, like arts and crafts, like how do you make really pretty banners or peace protests or stuff like that?
We do all of those. And in years past, they did have a peace march at the end of it. But here's the thing, a couple of things your son might like. Instead of having fire bombs, we have seed bombs. So they put together bunches of soil with seeds of brightly colored flowers. Take a walk around the city, and wherever there's a place that's bare and there's nothing there, they throw in a seed bomb instead of a fire bomb. Another thing is Stewart's often donates ice cream to us. And
that they'll like.
Let me tell you, it's a little bit of a different take on it, though. Instead of making your own sundae, each camper is charged with asking another person at the camp what they would like, then taking that information and going to make a sundae for another person. So that it's always centered on how can you connect with other people there in a kind and a peaceful way. And that's a framework for thinking. So if you like ice cream, maybe your son would be engaged. Or if you wanted to throw dirt, hey, a seed bomb would be just the ticket.
Yes, he does like throwing, or he did like throwing dirt. I think he still probably likes throwing dirt. So you mentioned this as part of the Friends Meeting House, the Quakers. Well, you know, what are some of the other peace activities that the Quakers are up to these days that you might be involved with?
Sure. Well, there's going to be a march in Washington, which is not just for Quakers, but for all of us concerned with just making sure that we speak truth to power and make it known that even though conflict is inevitable, violence is not.
You know, I'm going to say my wife used to hang out down at the state capitol, and it was during the Iraq War, and she would see a lot of her friends hanging out there in front of the capitol, you know, with signs against the Iraq War and stuff like that, and she would come over and just have a great old time. And after a few months, they told her, Judith, this is a Quaker event. Supposed to be silent.
Oh, I see. I was wondering what was the follow-up to your statement. I was going to say we would never turn anyone away. Yes, I think silence kind of goes with the word vigil, but that's not to say that we're all quiet at all of our vigils. We're not. We just do the best we can.
So if there are parents out there or even children out there listening, we have some children involved with the station. We have a youth bucket on Thursday. If they're interested, how can they, you know, sign up for the Children's Peace Week?
Sure. They can go to the website that I mentioned. Is it okay if I put my phone number out there, which I'm happy to do? If you'd like to call me, it's Anita Stanley, 518-441-7722, and that takes texts as well. You may find brochures at your libraries, at your schools, but I would suggest going online and doing it that way and either sending it in after you download it or filling it out online.
Just to be on the safe side, can you give that email address again, the one with the Weebly in it?
Sure. https://childrenspeaceweek.weebly.com.
Okay, that time's just about up. Anita, we want to thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.